KE8RUH Mobile.
W8NFC Mobile.
Good morning.
Morning, you didn't catch the call there.
KE8RUH Anthony.
Good morning, Anthony. W8NFC. 94 and 12 miles headed towards the city.
Yeah, we are going to cross paths. I'm hopping on 94 at 8 miles going east. And that's just 96.
Yep. It's another week of heavy traffic headed westbound. Last couple weeks, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, have been super heavy. Not sure why.
Yeah, I often get on at 8 Mile and see everybody slowing down and thankful I'm not headed that direction. So I feel bad for you.
Yeah, the good thing is it's moving. They're still moving at about 50, but just heavy traffic. I don't know why.
People are finally being forced to go back into the office, maybe. You know, it only took 3 years.
Yep, I'm happy my employer still lets me 3 days a week stay home, so it's a nice option. But this week might be 3 days in the office. They had a vendor from out of town for today and tomorrow, and probably half of Thursday. Oh well, I'll be good. So I'll head to the office, get my work car, and I gotta head down to Monroe.
Yeah, I'm still at home one day, but I like going to the office. I mean, I don't like the process of it and the driving in, but I think a balance, like you said, you're two in, three at home, something like that, 2 or 3 days a week in the office I think is good. I think people are starting to go crazy and become antisocial, not having to see people.
Mine is more of, I worked in that office for 22 years in a different capacity, and it bothers me when I have to hear things out on the floor where I worked, and now it's like I can shut that off and don't have to deal with the drama things like high school.
Yeah, I get that. Unfortunately, the dramatic people in our office didn't make the cut post COVID when people started getting cut. So we got a good crew and everything's far less dramatic than it was pre COVID.
Oh yeah. Yeah, when I first jumped in this job that I have now, during COVID, we were 5 days a week at home. Obviously, what I was doing did not need to be in the office, that's for sure. So I get more done at home anyway, but there's no one to come and find me and want me to do things that aren't on my radar.
Yeah, that was definitely a plus of it. You didn't have people bothering you. And, you know, one of the negatives I found, though, is you had your work day was definitely, there wasn't a boundaries on it. I found myself getting up at 6 a.m. working, and then, you know, it'd be 6, 7 p.m., and I'd be doing something for work. You know, maybe I stopped for an hour or cut the grass or did laundry or something like that, but found that, you know, my work day was 12, 13 hours, where now when I'm in the office, it's 8, 8.5, 9 hours, and that's it.
Yeah, you're right on that. I still find myself, I deal with IT in the patrol cars, blue car, one red light on top. So if something comes in and you need me for one of the guys in their computer in the car, I kind of tend to take care of it. I don't like out there if their computer's broken. They gotta work the whole old thing if something broke. So more of a, they don't grab about the overtime. So make your own overtime, I guess.
Yeah, I could imagine that you wouldn't want to make them wait. I'm guessing you work for a city or a county.
I work for the state. Blue car, one red light.
Got you. If we ever meet in person, we can have some chats. I'm on the back end of that life cycle, and I see the stuff come out of those cars and get recycled.
You don't work over on Mound Road, do you?
No, I'm just off Stevenson. The company I work for has the state ITAD contract.
Oh, you get all of our computers after we ARP them, then.
Yep, computers, and then we get the stuff out of the cars also. All the computers, the radars, the DVRs, stuff like that.
But what do they do with all this laptop after we send them to our process, our country, how about that? What do they do with all those? Some of those computers are still in good shape.
Yeah, there's a whole process that they're wiped according to government standards, and then either, depending on the condition and the age, they're either remarketed or recycled.
Where do you go to purchase one of those after they're remarketed?
Actually, you go to me. Let me see, how can I... So if you look me up on QRZ, my email is correct. Shoot me an email, and then we can get something figured out if you're looking for a used laptop. And if you need my call again, I can give it to you.
Yeah, go ahead and give it to me. I'm going to start with my notes because I will forget it.
K-E-8-R-U-H. Kilo Echo 8 Romeo Uniform Hotel.
Got it. I will definitely send you an email on that. Kind of funny. We were doing a test this morning. I was using my old Latitude tablet last night. I had to update the firmware in my radio here. And it was running in reverse, if you will.
Yeah, I can't promise you that I'll have specifically the model you're looking for, or that it'll be something that where it came from, like specifically, because we have a bunch of different clients, but we definitely have a plethora of used equipment coming in all the time. So we're always processing it, wiping the hard drives, and remarketing it. We probably move 1 to 2,000 laptops a month that are above the cut line and getting remarketed.
Yeah, so most of ours that come out of the cars, what they do is ours are on a 3-year life cycle. So every 3 years, every patrol car gets touched. Everything gets fresh, from the computer to the in-car camera to cabling to everything. So I know most of those computers that come out of those and they get replaced. So should have been a lot of the 5420 that got replaced with this.
Yeah, they're, I think that's what we're seeing, the 5420 rugged. We're seeing some of those right now, and I don't get them in all the time, but I have been seeing some as of recently.
Yeah, they just finished up our last boat from that last week. So there's obviously 7 districts in the state, and they did the 6th, 7th, and 8th, which is pretty much west side of the state, upper, lower peninsula, and the whole UP. Oh, just shy of about 500 vehicles total that they cut in a 5-month period.
Wow, that's quite a few. I can imagine it's not easy also here. I would like to think that the wiring and everything is all the same, so they're just plug and play, but I doubt it is. They probably are rewiring, pulling wires out, and playing that game.
It's more rewiring what's already there, so like your Cat 5 cable, your power cable to the dock, the LIN power supply to the dock, that kind of thing. So it's a one-for-one kind of issue. Just cause when they build the cars, they kind of recycle some of that stuff. So it tends over time to deteriorate and cause performance issues. So once every 3 years, it gets totally replaced. Obviously, there's an issue between that 3 years to get replaced as well.
That would make sense. Yeah, I would, but still pulling all those wires. I'm sure they're designed a little bit better than a normal vehicle with pass-throughs and stuff like that because they know what they're doing with them. But, man, that can be a laborious task.
Oh, I've seen it. It is. It's not fun. You got to take, you know, panels back apart to run wires, pull wire. It's pretty labor intensive, but we have one company that we use out of Kalamazoo. They're a contractor. They're basically an upfitter, so they're doing kind of upfitting. It's kind of upfitting on the road, basically. And then our radio people from MPSBS, they're doing some of it too. So those are the two people we use for this project. But in our unit, I'm in mobile office unit. It's just a lot of travel for our unit. I've been doing a bunch of day trips because I have another project going on our unit. So I'm doing day trips, plus I'm overseeing our phone replacement at our 4 dispatch center, so we're getting a new 911 system that's going to be up and running by December.
That sounds like a pretty big project, doing a couple different centers like that. It's got to be pretty big. Are they doing, is it a whole new platform and new devices and everything?
Yep, all the way from the ground up. So basically from the server on up is the total replacement. So.
And then the fun part, training everybody how to use the new system and working all the kinks out of it.
Well, the good thing about this one is something we had before. We're just going back to it. So they've obviously changed it a little bit, made it better, more robust, but it's with our usual vendor for radios and all things 911. So, but they bought that company that owned it before, so now it's their product, and they revamped it, so it about 6 years, so. But they have a training program. The vendor actually comes in and trains everybody. In fact, today I got a setup for the station in the conference room so they can do quality of service testing. After I get back to Monroe, I'll be setting up for sports station in the conference room until December, so it shouldn't take me too long, though.
When's the next time you got to be in Diamonddale?
That's a good question. I haven't been there in a while. Probably in a couple weeks. I'll have to make a day trip. Who's on the other end there?
All right. Well, I got to go tomorrow. So I just was a couple of times I know it had lined up. You and I were there at the same time, but we still didn't see each other. So anyhow, morning, Nick. Morning, Anthony. Just waiting on my ride here this morning.
Fun. Hey, I got to go out there in a couple of weeks, too. If you're there on a Tuesday, let me know because I got to stop out there on a Tuesday.
I will be there on the 1st, but I'll be at a conference at the Crown Plaza at 496 Strike. What was the other call that was in there? Kind of refresh my memory.
Are you talking about me, Nick?
Yeah, the voice is sounding right.
Sean.
Oh, your allergies must be in. I can barely tell it's you.
Well, I'm on a different radio than I'm normally on. I'm normally on the work, you know, in the car. This is my Yaesu at the house. I just left my work vehicle at work, and one of my coworkers is picking me up on the way in this morning, so I'm just sitting here waiting.
Oh, yes. Okay. Now I got you. Now it's all making sense.
Sean, you're going to be late.
Yeah, he starts at 8. So, I expected to be a little behind, but I just want to make sure you didn't forget.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
That would not be good at all. Forget the boss. He needs a ride.
I'm going to make a call. Anyhow, I'll be back. W8FU.
Hey, Nick, it was good talking to you. I am pulling into a parking lot. Just shoot me an email, and if you, for some reason, have trouble getting a hold of me, Sean has my contact info, so you can reach out to him. But, yeah, let me know when you need a computer, and we'll try to link up and figure out how to get it to you. It's K-8-R-U-H. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Anthony, have a good day. I got your email. I will shoot you what I was looking for, and we'll go from there. I'm about ready to pull in the parking lot as well, so I'm making my final approach here to the gate. So have a good one. Good talking to you. Good linking up with you, and we'll talk soon. 7-3, W8NSC.
K-8-J-E-S.
Yep, he forgot.
He owes you lunch for that, doesn't he?
Oh, man. Do I got to go to work today?
That's the same thing, especially after having last week off.
You had last week off. What did you get accomplished?
Sat at my butt and relaxed for once. Yeah, I was planning on re-roofing the garage and got one day in and just was, I am in over my head and ended up calling in the pros and they were in and out in about a day.
How big is your garage?
by 70. It's about 25 square shingles.
That's not a garage. That's a pole barn.
Everybody just calls it a barn. I'm looking for the chickens and the cows and the horses. I haven't found them yet.
Now, when you say garage, I think, 24 by 24, give or take. And I was going to ask, what they hit you for, but that's a whole different kettle of fish. I'm assuming that if you were going to do it yourself, you already had all the supplies, so you actually find somebody to come in and just do the labor?
Yeah, I actually lucked out. It was, all the cards lined up. So my mom went on Facebook and, was looking for people to give me their phone numbers, and somebody messaged her, and they had just left a big company and were, looking, they weren't booked out 6 weeks like everybody else was, but, they're fresh company, aggressive pricing, and, they have the experience, just not the big name, and they had an insurance job fall through because they were debating the price, so they ended up, I had a new roof on less than 24 hours after signing on the dotted line.
Good deal. Good one that works out that way. I had my roof done a couple of years back, and I got really lucky, too. The place that I had used was the original owner had passed, and one of his top dudes had taken it over, and he was looking to, reassure everybody and get his creds out there and stuff. Gave me a pretty square deal. They're in and out pretty quick. It's a miserable cold, too. It's like February or something. Anywho, they came in and did my neighbor as well. Did pretty good there, too, so worked out. All right, I got to jump. My ride is pulling up, so I don't know if I'll have a radio after I get off. WAFU after yours.
All righty. Yeah, that was all the cards aligned, and I was a little afraid that they wouldn't want to use the stuff I bought, or what do you want me to do about getting the stuff on the roof? And they're like, we'll take care of it. And they had this big dump trailer that lifts up, and they just threw everything on that trailer, hoisted the trailer up, and just drug it on the roof. It was worked out great. But anyway, we'll say 7-3, CBY.
NAKPP Mobile. MPKPP. NAKPP.
Oh, wow, there's actually people on the repeater today. been eerily quiet, hasn't it?
Over every single band I found between VHF and UHF this morning, everybody's quiet. Must be a FOMO.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'm heading back home. Got an appointment with for a personal matter, so I'm going to take a break from work for a little bit. Where are you out of? What repeater are you out of?
Surprisingly enough, I'm hitting the Warren repeater. And I'm in, where am I at? Northwestern and 696.
Very good. I am 94 in Hall Road and M59, whatever you want to call it, depending where you're at. And I'm using the Richmond repeater.
Yeah, I love the Richmond repeater.
Yeah, kind of my favorite. So, of course, that's where I live, New Baltimore, so I'm a little biased. So, beautiful day in the neighborhood. Weather's nice. Supposed to be like this till at least Monday now, they're saying. So, we could use a little bit of rain, but why spoil it?
The only thing that needs rain now are my plants. That's about it. I don't need any more rain. I work outside most sometimes, so I'm not a happy camper when it rains.
Very good. What do you do?
I am an access system specialist, senior service tech for Johnson Control Security.
Very good. So then I have a question for you. Do they make license plate readers for security systems?
License plate readers? Yeah, there's some out there. Actually, license plate cameras, yes. There are several out there on the market, as a matter of fact, and we do install them.
Okay. I'll have to look you up on the landline, because I know we're not supposed to talk business, but I will find you, and, we've been having some issues, but we'll leave that subject and drop it so I don't get in trouble. But somebody had said that there was such an animal that the average consumer can get. So the nature of it being technology rated, I will research it and find you. So, but other than that, yeah, I work inside, spend a lot of time driving. We do the hoist stuff. When you take your car into the garage, and they raise it up and lower it down, that's our company.
Oh, so you raise things up and put things down.
Yeah, but I don't. I'm too old and too out of shape to pick things up and set them down, Schwarzenegger, right? I pick up things and set them back down.
That's why I have trainees.
There you go. And we got young people, so they like doing it. But yeah, that's what we do. So other than that, pretty good day. So, but not too much. I forgot your call. Say it again, please.
Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, KC8, KJO, or KC8 Cujo.
KC8 Cujo.
Yeah, maybe someday I'll read you my call sign and get something like WAFU or something.
I tried to do that, but I messed it up. I went one or two days early, and then this morning I got a letter that said, you can't do that. Took them about 2 to 3 weeks to say I couldn't do that, but they said I can't do that. So there was a really cool call I was trying to get, WAPP. I was trying to get that, but because I was 2 days early or 1 day early or something like that, they said that the call sign was not available at the time that I tried, and the application has been returned. So if you do try to get a vanity call, make sure you play by the rules.
Oh, yeah, I'll come up with something. I said I got a friend, W-A-T-O-Y. I like his. So we call him the toy driver.
be nice. So, yeah, Sean said he campaigned for his, so, and that's kind of a cool sign. I'd like a 1x2. I can get one of those, I guess, now. So, but the W just sounds cool. W. I'm just going by those two websites, so that 7 website and that other website, and basically you have to kind of wait your turn, otherwise you get, they give you a list of the old ones. Somebody called it a dead man's call, so I thought that was pretty harsh, but I guess it kind of is.
I wouldn't call it a dead man's call, I would call it a silent key regeneration.
There you go. I like that better. But, yeah, somebody said, well, I ain't getting that. You know, so, okay. But, yeah, that's kind of a cool way to say it.
It's out of respect for the silent years.
There you go. Just like the old Joe Louis. You hang enough jerseys up in the air, pretty soon there's not going to be any numbers left. Oh, really? So somebody can use that car now? Hey, I gotta let you go. NAKPB, this is work calling.
7-3-2-2-2-2.
Trying to get home. 94 Metro Parkway, east side.
Copy that. I just pulled out on the Hall Road about to head west to do the same thing.
Yeah, I got out about a half hour later than I'd like to. I believe about 10 after 3. Didn't get out until 3:40 and I'm paying the price.
Where's work at?
All the way downtown at 6th and 4th.
And where's the GTH?
St. Clair, 32 miles by the river.
Yeah, so that's not right around the corner, but at least the only thing you really got to contend with is 94.
Yeah, usually it's not too bad. It's like I usually like to leave
number was 335-310. I had a vendor on site today to help site get off the block. And it's more close to the 330 that I pulled out of the gate. It's a sweet spot there, and if you miss the sweet spot, you pay the price.
Yep, I know exactly what you mean. All road is probably about the same when it comes to you've got a 5 to 10 minute window to get out of there before everyone else does.
Yeah, same in the morning. Like I usually start at 7, and if I decide to delay and go on for 8 o'clock, I pay the price as well. I usually try to keep it to 7 o'clock and not deviate from it, because I don't like sitting on the freeway.
Yeah, my previous job, I used to have to drive from, at the time I was living in Armada and driving to Wixom every morning, and it was the same thing. The sooner I got on the road in the morning, the better off I was, relative to it was bumper to bumper.
Where do you go to now?
Now it's not so bad. We moved up to Elmont, so it's pretty much 53 to 59 and then 59 to Plank, and I'm there. So as long as I'm on the road and in this vicinity before 7:20, I'm in good shape.
Yeah, okay. Yep, I know where you're headed. Yep, we switched over to the Rich now, so we have a good signal all the way home. But no, I got a vendor in today, tomorrow, and half of Thursday, so. Good thing is I don't have to babysit them in the office. I just gotta let them in, equipment area, and they can do their own thing. I can go do my own thing. Today was I'd run down to Monroe and work on a couple of things, and came back to the office and finished up, and got everything I needed to get done for today, so finish it up tomorrow.
What line of work are you in?
I work in IT for the 911 center, so I deal with all the 911 issues in the 911 office, their CAD system, their phone system. I deal with our CAD that's in our mobile units in our patrol cars, so on a statewide level. So that's why I had to run down to Monroe this morning and take a look at a couple of computers that they were having issues with. Couldn't get remoted in, so took my work ride and took a ride, so got that all squared away.
All right, yeah, you are coming back to me. I think I remember a few conversations we've had. I'm in IT also. Funny you mentioned fall, we're actually doing a major system-wide cutover on Thursday. I'm leaving one vendor for another, and we do about 10 million minutes a month, so I'm curious to see how that's going to go.
Yeah, we're switching to the same vendor, just a different product, so it's a statewide product with all four of our centers, so they've been in the state at the two host sites, and the two host sites are up and running. Now they're working on the two remote sites, myself and up in the northern lower. They're working on that one, too, at the same time. So, had to get four of their stations up and running. I got one up and running today, and then I'll get the other three put together first thing in the morning. It doesn't take long. Computer and some peripherals, and plug in the network cable, and away she goes.
Yep, that's what we're switching to. We're getting away from the desktop phones, which kind of have been a thing of the past for a while now, but funny enough, but kind of sits here to haunt me. The system that we're replacing, I actually sold to the company I worked for when I was a vendor for them. So it's been quite troublesome, and glad to see it finally coming to an end.
Yeah, the phone system we're going to, we had before when it was under a different company. The company that has it now bought it and totally revamped it and made it better, brought it up to, 2024 standards and looks, back-end stuff. A lot of it looked familiar to me anyway, so a lot of the programming in the back, dealing with some of that stuff. So the good thing is they stage it before they ship it, so basically it's just plug and play, configure a few things on the back end, more of the SIP stuff that I got to configure that comes in from IP Flex. But that's pretty easy. It's all remote. I don't have to go to Lansing to do it, so it's a good thing.
That's good. Yeah, that's a similar reason why we're doing what we're doing, aside from blatant outages. But, you know, we don't even have the ability to AD sync or anything like that, so it's all manual, no security groups, manual extension assignments, and it's a nightmare. So we're very happy to see this going by the wayside, and we're switching to Amazon AWS Connect, so hopefully things are a little bit more smooth. Management's going to be a whole heck of a lot easier because it all integrates with Active Directory and SSO, so we'll see. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's one thing we didn't do. We thought about tying it into our Active Directory at a state level so we could have some single sign-on, but we wanted to keep it separate. I'll be right back. I got to grab this phone. WNSP.
Copy that. NADBM standing by.
ADBY.
NADASD, NADASD, this is KAATAO. If you're out there, please call.
WATAP.
I didn't think you could make it in the repeater. Must be using your node.
Yeah, I've got a macro that switches it between, what do you call it, between the hub and then FBI, and I just monitor FBI on RF. So, yep.
Very good, very good. Can't believe how nice it is up there. Go for another bike ride tonight. But, is anybody out at the park today?
Not that I'm aware of. I know there's a lark tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday, right, the 18th. Yeah, I'm still not feeling 100%. I was fine during the day. I took some DayQuil, and I was fine to do my work. But now I'm, like, after work, I'm, like, exhausted. Just want to lay down.
Well, if you want to try your satellite pass, 6:30. Between, oh, it's coming up pretty quick. 6:30, I think.
Yeah, I guess there's a bug right now on the 878 version of that satellite thing, so they're aware of it. They're going to probably fix it soon, but yeah, I'd have to use the other radio, that's all.
I'll check here in a minute. I think it's 630, so I got 35 degree pass, which is decent, but anywhere it's 35 to 60 is good for a fixed antenna. Vertical.
Yeah, probably won't make that one, but I'm sure there'll be a YouTube video about it.
And you'll hear me at the end.
But, anywho.
What was I going to say?
Do you text?
You got a new text message.
Stereo screaming at me. Text messages. But yeah, the other one's only going to be like 18 degrees, so probably due to the 631. Anywho, I'm going to concentrate on driving and let you lay down. 73s, this is WADAP.
Alrighty, talk to you later.
They work just as good, so there's a lot of options. But if you want to know, you know, my opinion of the best one, I'll tell you what, I ever since I got this open spot 4, I don't even bother with any of the other ones.
Yeah, I'm kind of financially limited, so I was looking for one that I can use in my bed, in my work bed here, that I can hook up to my cell phone and do it that way, because I've been really getting into the reflect events in the morning when I leave for work early enough.
Yeah, well, that'll do it, easier than any, you know, but like I said, it's not the best choice for, you know, on a budget. It's, I forget what they get for these silly things, but they're not cheap, but the Pi, you know, the Pi Stars are pretty affordable. I think you can get one of those for $100 or less. I don't know if you can get it much less, but I'm pretty sure you can get one for $100. And, you know, especially if you're going to build it yourself, just get the, you know, you just get the hat, and then you got to come up with, like, Pi Zero, you know, and which is easy enough to do, and throw it in a little case, and, yep, and those are great, too. I mean, really, honestly, you know, once you connect them up to your phone, you can log into the little interface and do anything you need to do with them, so. Yepers, it's hard to go wrong. They all work pretty good. I don't know of any bad ones, per se.
Yeah, I saw one on Amazon that does DMR, P25, and an All-Star, you know, and it does all the different modes. It's all, like, pre-built, pre-programmed, and it's got the Wi-Fi and the Ethernet connectivity. So I'll say one of those, I think Amazon got them for, like, $180.
Yeah, I don't know what they're selling on Amazon. I never really thought to look there. So, but, again, you know, it's hard to go wrong. So, just I mean, keep your eyes peeled. There may even be some popping up on the for sale forums and all that stuff. They're pretty common anymore.
Yeah, I saw the Shark RF and I really liked it, but my checkbook really doesn't help the system to stay out of that one. But if it's either Matt sent me a warrant, credit warrant class, or if you're over at the office when I stop by, I'll go and enjoy the little JCI band. And Tony used to work for some other company before he started working with you. But I said I didn't know that. Guys, we're mutual friends until tonight he texted
me. Yep, Synergy Wireless. He was there for quite a while before he came here. But so he knew him from there. Yep. All right, I tell you what, Brian, I'm going to get out of here. You caught me kinda snoozing here. I was in front of the computer snoozing and I heard my call and I'm like, whoa, where was that? And now I got to get up and go figure out what I missed in the last half hour. Cat napping in my chair here in front of the computer. Terrible.
That's what happens when we age and we're over 50. Things start breaking down. That's how it can go out to Mary. But that's the one time when I'm over by the radio center, I'm up and we'll meet face to face. But I'll let you finish up what you got to do so I can figure out your final. KJO.
Okay, yeah, anytime, you know, like I said, I'm there during the day. I mean, it won't be tomorrow, I got to go to Lansing, and I may be off on Thursday, but normally, if I'm there, yeah, feel free to stop by. All right, catch you later. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, I don't know why I said that. Anyhow, Tom, take care. W8FU.
K8DB.
K8BB. I think it was K8BB. This is KB8DBD.
Yeah, KB8DBD. K8DB. Yep, name is Don. I think I've heard you on here before. Just sitting outside, just throwing a ball game, so I throw my call out.
Yeah, very good. I'm in mobile right now. And I'm running a 300DR connected to my Browning 2-meter 440 antenna. How am I making a repeater? Because I'm getting a lot of interference. I don't know what it is, if it's a repeater or what.
Well, you're actually in the repeater quite well. Repeater in 442.6, you know, just sitting on my back patio with an old system. Pretty clear, 90% plus.
It's almost like I'm picking up another, interfering with another repeater or something. Your transmission came through, but you're very noisy.
So it's possible I may not be getting into the repeater in this end real well, but yeah, like I said, you're in pretty good. I'm not real sure what's going on the other end.
Okay, that was better. Very good. Name here is Paul, Papa Alpha Uniform, Lima. I'm currently mobile in Romeo, Michigan here on M53 coming up to 32 Mile Road.
Okay, so you're probably on either the Romeo repeater or the Richmond repeater. I know there's two repeaters up there that are all linked into this one, and this one in Warren and Mount Clemens and West Bloomfield. So I assume you're on one of those. Like I said, yeah, you're coming in real clear. Name is Don, D-O-N. I'm in Pontiac.
Okay, Don. Nice to make your acquaintance. And I think I am either picking up another repeater or something. I've got my tone squelch set to 151.4, so I don't know what's going on. Maybe just another repeater in Richmond is picking me up or something.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what's going on out there. I know the Richmond repeater is, recently been upgraded and updated. Good antenna and feed line and a new repeater in, so it's got pretty good coverage. Offhand, I don't remember which frequency is which. I don't remember which frequency is Romeo and which frequency is Richmond and all that. The guys out in that direction know that.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to get that situated because it's kind of crazy. The repeater identifies on a different or on Morse code, and the Mount Clemens is it's interfering with either me or the repeater itself. So yeah, that's crazy. I'm gonna have to look that up. I'm on 448.625.
Okay, so that's 443.625, which I think is the Mount Clemens repeater. So you may be getting into the Mount Clemens one then. I think the Richmond is 442 point something, and I know Romeo is 442 point something, because it's way down at the bottom of the band. So, yeah, it's not like you're getting, you're getting in pretty good. I don't know what it's doing on the other end.
Yeah, okay, as long as I'm getting in. What kind of radio are you using there? Go ahead.
I'm using an ICOM 32AT handheld, vintage 1990, an old ICOM 32AT. I'm just sitting here on the back patio with a cigar and a cocktail and listening to the Tigers, listening to Tigers against Kansas City here. And, it sounds like they just tied it up.
Oh, okay. Cool. Very good. Very good. But, yay, that radio sounds good. No problems whatsoever. I'm kind of a hockey fan. I can't wait till October 9th because that's preseason. So I'm more of a hockey fanatic.
Yeah, I do follow hockey to a certain extent. I enjoy the games. I've been to plenty of them at Joe Louis and elsewhere. Actually, not been to the new arena, but I do like baseball. It's kind of my speed. But anyway, it's Tigers have hit some ups and downs, excuse me, this season, but they're really kind of coming together here in August and September. And, a lot of fun to listen to games right now. They're doing a good job. So that's fun. I enjoy sitting out here on the patio just kind of relaxing. Although at this time of day, it's usually, it's daylight, and right now, I mean, it is completely twilight. It is dark. So we are getting into fall for sure.
Yeah, you got that right. I'm not liking this at all. It's getting dark earlier, and pretty soon, we got fall to go, but wintertime, I kind of fall into a, I've got seasonal effects, so to say, I guess, so to speak, and I don't like that. I don't like the darkness. I'd rather have the light.
I don't disagree. I like it. The warmer and brighter, the better for me. I've joked many times I live in the wrong part of the world. It's a temperate here, warm winters, or warm summers and cold winters, and I think I'd do very well in Mexico. We were in Mexico a couple of years ago, and I'm like, wow, it's like this year-round. It would be great. I love it. I could move here in a minute.
Yeah, you got that right. You got that right.
Decorate the house with flowers.
What a beautiful, what a beautiful
day
it was. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Aurora is, Aurora Borealis is happening tonight. I think it's a little too strong
for me to say hi
the next few days. So I'm probably going to look to the sky for that tonight.
I think I also figured it out there. I think we had a bubble. Maybe I broke up in the middle of the transmission.
Okay, I don't know if there was somebody. Is there anybody want to break in? Well, I guess not. Like I was saying, what a beautiful evening it was. Gorgeous day, and I think the Aurora Borealis is happening within a few days, and I think I'm going to try to look to the sky this evening and see if I can see anything.
Yeah, apparently there was pretty good aurora last night. Now, there was quite a flare that hit late yesterday afternoon, early evening, but the K index went up to 8. And I saw some social media posts with Aurora last night. And it would have been good for VHF, UHF stuff. I totally missed it. It was not on the radio last night. So I'll have to check again and see. I know conditions were pretty crummy on HF this morning when I dialed around a little bit. Well, maybe there's another flare coming this way.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I kind of missed it last night, but I seen the pictures on Facebook of people posting, and some guy in Sterling Heights had a really nice picture of it, and it looked like it was really, really strong. But for the next few nights, maybe tonight, hopefully we may get something, I don't know. But I know Friday it's supposed to be really strong, so I'm going to keep my eyes peeled for that, definitely.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to pay attention then. I didn't, wasn't aware that there was a new flare or a CME that was coming in a few days. So, all right, I'll take a look. I'm really in the city, so I don't get any naked eye aurora here at all. If I was to get anything here, it would have to be record-breakingly spectacular. So, if I want to see anything, I got to get out and go in the country.
Yeah, I'm out here in Elmont, so yeah, definitely. You know, I'm away from the city lights and everything else, so if I'm gonna see anything, it's probably I'll see it up near where I live, and I'm looking forward to it. I've never seen one so with my naked eyes, only on pictures. But yeah, so what type of HF rig do you use there? Go ahead.
I've got an older Icon 775 and an Icon 7700. Both a little older, but they fit the budget. So those are the rigs on the desk for HF. And yeah, every once in a while I'll dial in the morning on an HF net that I listen to. I very occasionally check in, but I'll get down there and I'll do some work from home from the basement computer before I go into the office with a cup of coffee. But yeah, this morning the conditions were really weird. You know, the local, the closer in guys, you know, Pennsylvania, who's always, he's always 40 over 9, couldn't hear him at all. You know, the guy in Louisiana, who's usually fairly weak, was strong. So the band was super long with fairly high A index. Again, that was this morning, it was 8 o'clock this morning. So, but yeah, I'll have to watch the sky for the weekend, see if I see anything. I could get in the car, probably go about a half hour, 45 minutes north of here, north of Clarkston, Lake Orion area, and get into more rural and probably get away from some of the light pollution. But I'm a mile from downtown Pontiac right here, so there's no way I'm going to see anything.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Way too many lights around you there. But I have a TS590SG, but it's still sitting in the closet in the box, so I need to get that set up. But I do own a FT891 that I use portable. You know, I can take it out in my garage and then put my antenna on my I've got a hamstick antenna that goes on my mag mount on the car, so I can use it out in the garage if I need to. But it's just a lot of work trying to set it all up, setting the tuner up and everything else, and trying to get it, trying to get the optimal conditions and everything else. So I'm not on HF all the time. You know, sometimes I'll set it up on a weekend or just play around on it. But this unit, the FT300DR is in my car, so I use it for Wires X and 2 meter 440. So works out for me.
TSL. Yeah, the TS590 is a heck of a good rig. A local friend of mine here had one for a long time and his stuff, liked it very, very much. Ended up moving it along for a 7300, but with some compromises. You know, there's some things the 7300 does that the 590 didn't do, but I think his overall conclusion was what the 590 did, it did a little better. But anyway, yeah, that's a heck of a good radio. You should get that out of the closet and put up a couple, all you need is a simple dipole or what everyone's using today is just an end-fed wire. And you'd be surprised, what the guy on the other end can hear.
Yeah, the problem is I live in a condo, so I'm restricted to what I can put up. I can't put up anything on the outside, but I guess I could put up maybe end-fed wire in my attic, but I don't know how well that's going to work. I never tried it, but I'd have to run the coax all through the house and down into my den, so I don't know.
Yeah, I bet you'd be surprised. You know, I was in college years ago. I was in an upstairs apartment, and I ran a wire from my balcony, went up in the middle of the night over the roof. And I was on the upstairs apartment, so I went up and I took a real, real thin, almost invisible wire, and I stretched it all the way up the roof and down the other side, and used that. You know, nobody could see it, but ran a coax out the balcony window, and I made a gazillion contacts that way over a few years. And there's another guy here in the local area. He's in a ranch condo, and he's got a kind of a hidden dipole up in his attic, and he does okay. He does, he knows he's not going to be real loud, but he makes lots of contacts and does some sidebands and ST8, so I think you'd be surprised what you could get done.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I should try it, actually. I've got a pretty decent size attic, and it stretches all the way from the back of the house into the garage. So, I've got like a cathedral ceiling in the living room. So, yeah, I got a lot of room up there. I guess I could stretch something out and make it work. You know, at 100 watts. But I also have a Leesis mixer that I hook up to it, and I can really pull out the signals if I adjust the filters just correctly. I could pull anything out, and works pretty well. It's all in the closet, actually, but one weekend I should mess around with it and see if I can get it all set up.
Yeah, like I said, I think you'd be surprised how well it'll do. I probably got to get going here. It looks like my battery's running low, and I'm transmitting when the red LED starts going out, it means there's not much juice left. I'm on borrowed time. But anyway, nice chatting if you can still hear me, and I'm sure we'll connect up again. I think it was K8DBD. This is K8DB.
Yeah, okay, very good. KBB, you had my call wrong. It's Kilo Bravo 8 Delta Victor Delta. And the name here is Paul.
It's KB8DVD. Very good. Got it. Now, like I said, nice chatting, and I'll sign out here before the battery dies. K8DD.
Okay. Go charge the battery up, and we'll chat with you another time there. Enjoy your evening. This is Kilo Bravo 8 Delta Victor Delta 73.
Kilo Charlie 8 Foxtrot Charlie Alpha Mobile.
K8DB.
I thought I was the only one out tonight.
Yeah, we're just checking my signal as a repeater, that's all.
Well, I'm at Woodward and I-94, and I'm hitting
Very good. Yeah, I'm up in Pontiac, and in the same repeater. I was just listening to one of the other linked repeaters to see how I was getting into this one. Normally, I'm pretty good. Every now and then, if conditions aren't quite right, I'm not real strong into it. Anyway, yeah, you're in pretty good to this one from where you are.
Oh, good. That means I'm not crazy then. I'm just trying to get home.
Yep. Down here in the basement shack. I was out in the patio earlier listening to the ball game and had a chat with somebody from the HT into the repeater. Dial around HF a little bit right now, see what's happening. Not much. Storm static coming in finally.
Yeah, it's doing pretty good. I like the Warren repeater a little bit better than the Mount Clemens. Mount Clemens is kind of tinny, as I'm discussing it. I didn't put in a 13-hour day, so it's time for me to go home.
That's a long day. Yeah, this one's set up by radio professionals. So it's got the good equipment and the audio quality's all balanced and levels and everything like that. So yeah, you'll get a good signal in and out of this one.
As far out here as Detroit, yeah, I think it's pretty good. So I'm happy with it. And when I get to New Haven, because I live up in Memphis, I'll pop over to the Richmond repeater. That one's got a pretty good cone around it also.
Yeah, Richmond one's kind of new, but my understanding is it's set up by the same people, so it should be also in real good shape as far as, you know, RF and audio and all that.
Oh, yeah, it's on the same tower as, I keep my new question 50 on, and then I
I've got a Larson. It's probably the same antenna as a Larson 270. I think it's about a, it's a collinear on UHF, so it's about, what, 60 dB gain or something. And close enough. It's, I drilled a hole in the trunk and put it right through the trunk lid on a mom mount, and we're happy with that. But I do drive past a car wash on the way home from the office, so I'll pull in and I'll pop the antenna off and pull a cap on and run through the car wash and then drive home. By the time I get home, everything's dried off and put the antenna back on.
Yeah, I do more driving in my service van than I do in my personal vehicle. I'm not about to put a hole in the roof and mess it all up in my Escalade, so work truck it is, the memo.
Yeah. I got you. I'm on the opposite. I drive a Cadillac as well, and I measured twice and cut once and drilled a hole in the trunk mount and, or in the trunk deck, you know, whatever you call it, trunk lid. Put an NMO mount through it, but you know, I don't know. I get a car and I drive it till it's dead and then get another one, so not so worried about it, but yeah, on a big vehicle like that, and it's on the roof, mag mount or permanent or doesn't really matter. You get a heck of a ground plane, and you've got a few extra dB there, I'm sure.
Yeah, but then I have to disconnect that and pull it out and put it on my work van on the week, you know, during the week and stuff. So, like I said, I'm trying to help in my service van more than I have in my personal truck. And you know, I'll drive it till it's dead. Actually, my wife will kill it before I even get put into it again.
Yep, now I hear you. Listen, let me jump out real quick. There's a guy here on 40 meters. I'm going to see if I can get him in the log, and I might jump back in. But I'm going to QSY down to HF here for just a minute. Sorry about that. K8BB. Be back in a minute.
No problem. I don't go anywhere. I'm only in Sinclair Shores. Can't jump, stand by mobile.